First of all, the lawsuit itself is legally significant in Oklahoma because it was the first earthquake lawsuit filed in Oklahoma, and it went up to the Oklahoma Supreme Court, where the Oklahoma Supreme Court said citizens have a right to a jury on these cases, and the cases aren't to be heard by the OCC. So that's legally significant in and of itself, and the fact that this is the first resolution, or at least partial resolution, of an earthquake case in Oklahoma also adds to the significance of it.
So what about the remaining defendant? Can you tell us what that status is?
The remaining defendant is New Dominion, and you know, we're going to plug along with them and get the case ready for trial. We're set for trial November the 27th. And that will begin a two-week trial. So we're in the middle of discovery. We have a hearing on Wednesday, simply a status conference with Judge Walkley. We should have an exchange of witness list and exhibits list on August 1st. And that will really start the process of taking depositions. Although we have issued subpoenas for Austin Holland, the former state seismologist that's now in New Mexico. And we've also issued a subpoena for Professor Todd Hollihan up in Stillwater. So we hope to take those depositions this month and then start more robust with more depositions of New Dominion witnesses after August 1st.
So as it stands right now, that case is going to trial. Of course, you know, between now and November is a long time, and anything could happen regarding a potential settlement. Is that right?
Well, we're open to discuss that with New Dominion. The fact that SPES decided to try to work with us was something that our clients were happy to do and happy to have that part of the case behind them. So, you know, they're going to be able to make some very necessary repairs to their house, but there will be more to be done. And so certainly my clients would be receptive to discussing a resolution, but at the same time, we have to get the case ready for trial. That trial date will not move, and so we have to be ready.
The settlement that was reached with SPES, obviously, it must have made your client happy to the extent that, there is no further legal action against SPES Oil by her, correct?
That's right. That is an agreement with SPES Oil where both sides had agreed to a resolution and have moved on. So my clients were satisfied with the way that has resolved with SPES. It's important also to understand that at least with SPES Oil, we think, my clients think, that they did the right thing and they're allowing them to move on, and it's allowing my clients to move on with respect to at least that portion of the case.
So does it mean, or I guess, does it say anything regarding SPES Oil and any liability, not just in this case? Does SPES Oil basically admit they caused the earthquakes?
No, and that's the nature of an agreement and a settlement, that neither side is declared the victor, if you will, but both sides come to an understanding on terms that allow both sides to simply move on with their lives and do get back to doing things that they're normally doing. So SPES Oil goes back to doing its work. My clients get to go back to trying to get some repairs done to their home, and they're going to be able to do that and at least move on with at least a portion of their lives. And we still got to get ready for trial with New Dominion, but at least, half of the case is over with.
But in regards to that, SPES Oil, I mean, they can go back to basically doing what they were doing before the earthquake?
they can. They're going to go back to doing their business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but they're not. If your insinuation is that they're a big time bad actor in terms of injection wells and causing earthquakes, I don't think they are, and my clients don't think they are.